Senator.
Yes.
One moment for the president. Senator Gail McGee on 90.
Gail.
Yes.
I just saw some nice things you said, and I thought it's quite appropriate, and I appreciate it on the Vietnam thing. I thought you ought to know.
Yes.
That we are deeply distressed and disturbed about the subject you're talking about. Indicates a rather firm belief that we will throw in the towel because there's so much pressure here at home.
Mm-hmm.
French newspaper man was here yesterday and told us if you really are going to stay as you say you are, then you'll win. But said, I've been with the Viet Cong the last 2 months, and they all think you're going to throw in the towel because of the pressures that are being brought. Every facility that the communist world has at its disposal is being used to divide us. One of the boys in this Du Bois movement, this youth organization, his mother really is one of the leaders in the Communist Party in this country. They got schedules every week all over the country. Got a bunch of them coming up in Texas next week. Edgar Hoover was very upset about it, brought them over last night. They're going into the colleges and the faculties and the student bodies and trying to get them to send blank wires they're giving them that come right out of communist headquarters. He's got a big file on it, said he was going to talk to Tom Dodd, try to get him to expose it because he's been a former FBI agent. But a lot of our good, well-intentioned friends don't know how much these folks are urging that we have a ceasefire or bombing, stop our bombing. If we did, they'd raise so much hell we could never start it. Arthur Dean, who did our negotiating for us, and who's one of the most skilled men in New York, he wrote me this morning and said, oh my God, don't do what we did in Korea. When we went to talk about it in 51, why they asked us to come with our in our jeeps with sheets around them, white sheets, and then they said that they took the pictures and put them all over Southeast Asia and said, all over Asia, and said, this American surrendered. And said, the moment you stop this, that's what they'll say about you. So I thought you ought to have, I'm sure you did, but a general background that their principal play is to abroad to bring pressure on us here to throw in the towel.
Well,
and that's what they're asking the students doing. That's this 15,000 meeting the other day. Now, Hoover's got most of these groups infiltrated, and his people go right with them and hear all the discussion.
Yes. Well, I appreciate getting that information, too. It does deeply disturb me, as you know, and I felt that maybe with the life I'd led that it might sound all right coming from taking the task.
I just don't think it could come from a better person.
Well, I'd like to be even more helpful, and if some others of those angles occur down there, you might have...
I think I'll get some CIA messages and show them where the reports come from, and some FBI messages, and ask some of them to come talk to you.
Oh, that would be very helpful.
You don't necessarily have to identify the country,
right,
and you don't have to smear anyone. We
That's
want to be very careful not to do that. But we do want to show what they're doing so that our people don't become nitwits.
Well, you'd think that ours would learn sometime.
You would, but I remember when I was a young man in Congress, I hated war so much that I signed a congressional petition to discharge a committee from a bill that would require us to vote on going to war. I look back and wonder how I could have been that crazy, but I love peace so much that I thought that if we could debate it and vote on it, that it would be the thing to do. Of course, that was the day before the nuclear bomb, but even as crazy then, because I had no information to vote on it.
Yes. Well, I appreciate hearing from you on this. It's I just think that we can mobilize a far different front there on those campuses. It's just that the good guys don't sound off, you know.
That's right.
And it gives a distorted picture.
Well, you'll find I'll have two people contact y'all. They'll probably be Deke Deloach of the FBI.
Yes. Very fine. Well, right. I'll be anxious to talk with them. Thank you, Mr. President.